This talk is about linker scripts and some of the ways they differ between GNU-LD, LLD. There are some bits where I've kind of bent that definition a bit and gone through the sort of the differences in the internals. As in the internal linker script, because at least with some linkers, when you say you're not using a linker script, you are. It's just the linker's provided it for you in the background. So first slide is basically. It's just some basics so that you can understand what I'm going to be talking about for the rest of the talk. Apologies if you're already familiar with ELF and linker scripts, this will be a bit boring. But just very, very quickly, linker's job is to take input sections that you would have in your sort of ELF file, normally your .text, your .data, .bss, which is sort of zero initialized stuff, and it will combine them together into one bigger blob. And those are sort of then called output sections. So I will use the term input sections for stuff coming from your object file, output sections, what the linkers combined together. And then these will end up in program segments in your ELF file, and then basically your operating system or kind of copy will operate on a program segment. Okay. Right. So linker scripts, sort of I guess more formally called linker control scripts. It's kind of like a domain-specific language that the linker uses. I guess the majority of the commands are to do with image layout, where you map input sections to output sections. There are a few additional commands as well. Like, for example, some of the commands are load more files. And you might actually be surprised to know on at least some systems, your libc is actually a linker script. But it's a linker script that loads the actual files behind the scenes to make sure you get them in the right order. Some details on the command line. GNU-LD has a built-in linker script, and you can actually dump this with --- verbose if you're actually interested in the horror of what the GNU internal linker script is. But LLD and Gold and I'm assuming Mold as well basically have they don't use an internal textual DSL script. They kind of mimic it using command line language, that type of thing, or just basically hard code things. So one interesting thing, this is just, I guess, not related to LLD or GNU-LD, but if you use -T, which is the short form for --- script, the script that you provide will replace the internal linker script. But you can actually just put the script on the command line as if it were an object file, and that won't replace the linker script. It will add to it, so you can basically add various different fragments, that type of thing. Anyway, here's an example of a linker script, so you can see what sort of things there. This is one from a very, very stripped down one from an embedded system. I've used embedded systems kind of for the linker scripts, because generally, if you're, say, linking in user space and Linux or whatever, you really don't need to use a linker script for most of the time. And the general advice is, if you don't need to touch linker scripts, don't touch them, is what I would say. So memory command at the top, that's basically laying out where your various memories are on the embedded system. You might have different properties, like one might be flash, one might be RAM, that type of thing. You have these things called input sections descriptions, which are that *.text*. That's the sort of things that link is going to sort of filter against. So when your input.section, it will match against that .text there. You have symbol definitions that you can put down. That dot in the next to the underscore in the exeidx*, is called the location counter, and that's basically will mean the linker will fill in with the address that was there at the time. So basically, at the end of .text, there'll be a certain amount of address space being used. So at the end of that output section, that value will get put into the symbol there, so that your program can basically introspect itself by using these symbols. Have built-in functions, for example, align. The sort of arrow flash and at flash, those are sort of ways of assigning things to memory regions, and that can become important for one of the things we'll do later on. Anyway, GNU-LD and LLD linker script handling. As it's been mentioned in the GNU talk this morning, there's no specification for linker scripts. The closest we have is the linker script manual in the GNU documentation. Some parts are underspecified, some parts are implementation defined. GNU and LD and LLD are also moving targets, so even if you did decide to basically reverse engineer the source code, there would be no guarantee that by the next release it would be the same thing.